在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
I'm sorry. I had no idea that it was going to get so out of control.
Buddy.
Really?
Okay, now I'm sorry.
I guess I deserve that.
The second one was out of line. The second one was on call for. I'm sorry.
Are you okay? I'm really sorry, man.
Three makes it even. Now we're even. How are you? You okay?
Yeah.
And finished. With the rug area. But I think we have made very good progress. We deserve a break.
I lost my family.
Hey, Mike, if there's any consolation, I think you really did help your kids. You did your job, and now the hero can move on.
I don't want to. You know, maybe they don't need me anymore, but I need them.
And not to be a buzzkill, but you're due in court in 22 minutes.
Ned, I need more time.I have to stop this.
To the Netmobile.
Wait, Ned.
Yes.
Pants.
I should have pants on. I should have pants on, yes.
Come on, Glenn!
Nothing but a glorified midget wrangler.
Wouldn't be so big without that vest!
Hey, you know what? Grab that thing that's down there. Grab it. Just hold that up.
Where'd you get this?
That's $20 I ever spent. Saves me like a half hour on my commute.
Okay.
Dude, just hold it. Hold it way up.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
You've requested a divorce by the state of California, citing irreconcilable differences. Is this correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is Michael O'Donnell present?
No, Your Honor.
Then I take his absence as agreement to the orders of the divorce. Let's proceed. You are not requesting sole custody?
No, Your Honor.
You can't handle the truth!
What?
I'm sorry, I panicked. It was the first thing that came into my mind.Your Majesty. Majesty.
Who are you?
That's my husband's best friend.
You a lawyer best friend?
Yes.
No.
I believe the law degree in my pocket says so, yes. And it's a little bit smeared because I sat on it in the car, not because I printed it out recently.
All right, let's pretend that's real. You want to explain what you're doing here?
We...are stopping a gross miscarriage of justice. That...
Okay. Okay, if you just let me explain, I can explain this. If you just listen... I've got a letter. I've got a letter here. I've got a letter from Mike O'Donnell. He's the husband in this case.
No, I'm sorry, Mike, but we're in the middle
Your Honor, if it's okay, I'd like to hear the letter, please.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is a letter from Mike O'Donnell. He wanted me to read it. Scarlett, before you go through with this, I want to remind you of September 7th, 1988. It was the first time that I saw you.You were reading less than zero. You were wearing a Guns N' Roses t-shirt. I had never seen anything so perfect. I remember thinking that I had to have you or I'd die. Then you whispered that you loved me. At the homecoming dance.And I felt
So peaceful.